Arriving. Arriving where? Here in your home where you're practicing, or here in the retreat hall. Arriving when? Now. Here and now. This moment. This moment. Mindfulness front and center. This moment. Only in this moment do we have choice. The past is gone. The future is yet to come. If we don't arrive in the moment, we miss the opportunity to participate, to have choice in this moment. Feeling the mindfulness getting established, the felt sense of mindfulness. Yes, there's a mental recognition that one is mindful, and there is a felt sense of being present, a continuity of being present, which gives a kind of flow of knowing. When we feel this, we can recognize that mindfulness has been established to some degree. We can recognize the wholesomeness. Of being present. There is a flow of moments that we sometimes experience as immediacy. The immediacy, the immediateness of this moment, of the now. We don't grasp it. We don't cling to it. We don't try to control it. But rather, we discover that we are, in fact, available to be a co-participant as our life is unfolding, as life itself is unfolding. Genuinely, we are present. In a way that we, in a very small, but so important manner, have choice. We become a very small, but important co-creator of what occurs in the moment. We are participating in the dance of life. So large, this small thing, that we sometimes can't see it. And because it's so immediate, we overlook it. The actual participation in the moment. All sorts of things come from our ability to participate in the moment. The request is that you acknowledge this as a possibility for yourself. Not demanding it of yourself, not saying that you can always do it, but that you're open to the possibility. You are available through being present, through the mindful seeing of what's wholesome and unwholesome, what we have learned from our experience, what we are guided in wise relationship by the Dhamma. And thus we realize that if we are available, the importance of being aligned. Because once we have choice, the mind, as Dawn was telling us the other night with her teacher saying to her, the mind's capable of thinking anything. Thus we align with the Dhamma very directly. You can imagine Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha is what you're aligning with. If this stirs the heart and brings recognition, or the Eightfold Path, or the Brahma Viharas, a feeling of connectedness, this alignment. Something stirred, something called forth, something remembered that is within our aspiration, with our intention. Very satisfying. It is a kind of unworldly pleasantness. Not the Vedana pleasantness that's worldly, but the unworldly Vedanas. We turn deliberately to the body, the knowing of the body. Experience has suggested to us that we have a kind attitude towards the body, an appreciative attitude towards the body. We are specific in recognizing how we're knowing there is a body, whether it's the posture or the overall form of the body, or body sensations, or a single sensation. Kind and appreciative. This body works so hard. Oh, many, many functions. Knowing the body from appreciation and gratitude. Possibly the feeling of relaxation can be invited, that you relax in this familiar experience. Felt sense of relaxing. Relaxing what? A mind that is paying attention. Relaxing the body itself. Feeling the earth element in the body, here and now, through the feet, the sides of the feet, the bottoms of the feet, the tops of the feet, depending on the posture. Feeling the earth element in the pelvis, the buttocks, the sit bones. Allowing the earth element to rest on earth. The relative stillness of earth resting on earth. Weight underside. Inviting ease in the body, ease in the mind, here and now, available for exploring, for connecting, for understanding. By being present for our actual experience. In the relative stillness, for most of us, we notice the arising of the wind element, because we've so trained ourselves. But some may be using sound. And you notice sound. Noticing what's arising now. Registering it as a felt experience. Our primary focus that we will use for our exploration today is the body and then the larger surround, what we call space. With the body as our focus, we start to notice space within the body. We're not figuring something out. We're not looking for an experience. We're simply being available to contemplate the inner space. Science tells us there's so little hard material in this body and so much space. Every molecule, so little material, so much space. Each organ, so much space in each organ. So much space in the flesh, seemingly so solid, and yet so spacious. This is why there can be so many different things in the body, is that each of those parts of the body are mostly empty, empty space. A body very much having an energetic quality. This inner space of the body, an energetic experience, vitality. This energetic body, the vital body, this is the aliveness of the inner space, the interrelatedness of the parts of the body, of the brain. So much aliveness. We may be tired or we may be really refreshed. But this feeling of aliveness, of energy, of vitality is familiar to all of us. And we know the feeling of vitality, whether we have a lot or a little. All in this space. Can feel the space in the torso. In the legs and arms. The neck and skull. Feeling space can invite a kind of extraordinary relaxation. And now, if you will, please, take your attention, your wise attention, to the edges of the body. A physical body, to the right side, to the left side, and notice that the physical body is not the limit of the energetic feeling of the physical body. That our energetic body seems to be able to sense a little further beyond the physical body. The same is true in the back, like the back of the skull, or the shoulders in between the shoulder blades, or in the face. We can feel some extension beyond the physical, the chest, the belly, the space that we occupy is more porous than we may first realize. And we fill the space in front of us. To our right. So much space in this room, in front or in the back, or to the left, or to the right again, or in front. So much space above in this room. The space in this room is not defined by our being here. The space itself is space. Is this not true? We are occupying part of that space with our bodies. But that's different than the space itself. We notice what occupies the room much more often than we notice the space itself. Soft-eyed, surrendering fixity, we start to know space directly. Breath staying easeful. Mind staying available and aligned. Wise attention by the wholesome heart motivation of deeper knowing experience of space. You can feel the space in the room to some degree, can you not? You both feel it in its particular vastness, its particularities, but also as a kind of recognition. Your mind can know space. You can have this felt sense of space and know that you're having a recognition of space itself rather than objects in the room. Extending this opening to space, to knowing space, to outside this room. The foyer, the courtyard, the hall below, the forest. This building occupying space on this land, defining a piece of the space, but not changing the space itself, just as we don't change the space in the room. We start to feel directly, as a felt experience, this vastness of space, so fast. We recognize, along with the felt sense of knowing it directly, we know our experience. Extending space and our awareness of space to all of Spirit Rock. Our sleeping quarters, the dining hall, the lower hall, all the way to the gate and beyond from which we enter, the hills which we walk and love, the sacred space of the Miwok people, the coastal Miwok people. Land, like our bodies, feeling space, but not limiting space. If there was a large hole, the space would not be more, just more space that we could put something in. The feeling of space is different than space itself. This vast space, the sky above Spirit Rock, so much space just in this immediate part of space around this planet. Our larger environment. Clouds are in that space. Airplanes fly in that space. Tall buildings go up into a very modest amount of height when considering all the space above. Space itself is not defined in and of itself by what occupies it. It's a little change in perspective. Space is space. We know this directly. The spaciousness of the body, the internal spaciousness, can be felt. The spaciousness of the room, which we energetically become part of, can be felt. So much space. Why is it that we only seem to focus on objects when this recognition of space can be so satisfying, so grounding, ironically? So creating the opportunity to breathe more fully, to have the mind not feel so cluttered. We just haven't trained ourselves. Thinking beyond Spirit Rock and the space just above, all of the space that exists all around this globe. We're not in that space. We're in this particular part of space. But we don't doubt the existence, and we know it in the mind. And beyond the planet, beyond our atmosphere, vast, vast space. Around Earth, such space, whether there's a planet in it or not a planet, it's empty space. Space is space. We can know this as a felt experience, as a recognition. In the mind. In this vastness of space, we realize that we can turn to mind itself and feel the spaciousness of the mind, just as there is physical space, there is the space that is what we call mind, for lack of a better word. The same feeling of space in the body can appear in recognizing the spaciousness of mind. Vast, vast, the spaciousness of mind. Where does it end? It is without end. For the rest of the sit, to sit in this vastness of space, externally and internally. Notice that the mind, the objects that arise in the mind, do not take away the space, the spaciousness of mind, just as objects in this room do not take away the space. They simply occupy a small portion. The spaciousness of space is being known, being felt, being experienced, acknowledged. You may have affect in the body itself, the physical body. You may have affect in the energetic body, the vital body, or in your emotional body, the heart. There's some sort of relief or recognition that sometimes occurs, and other times nothing occurs like that. But you do know you're knowing space. The spaciousness of space, its inherent emptiness itself. Objects feel it, but its very usefulness is its emptiness. Otherwise, there would be no way to have objects, no place for there to be objects. This is an understanding that may be fresh. So appreciation, wonderment, joy, awe, the vastness of space. You may wish to stay with the experience you're currently having. Skillful to do so. You may wish to reground. Acknowledging the vastness of space. Acknowledging its emptiness as its nature, just as vastness is its nature. Its gift, its usefulness. How it empowers the manifest. We come back through the vastness of our solar system, the vastness of space on our planet, the vastness of space on Earth, to this room in the space of Spirit Rock, to the space in this room, to the space in the body, and we fill in the knowing of objects, objects in this room, objects in the larger space. We recognize objects and we fill them as part of what's co-arising with space in our knowing. And the space within the body, we fill in the objects that compose a body, the body parts. It's taught in the Satipatthana Sutta. And likewise, in the mind itself, this vastness, this empty spaciousness of mind, we fill in all the capabilities, all of the mind stuff, include memory and association and so forth. So we are an embodied, in body and mind and heart, in space, dependent on space to have form. Then we ground in the earth element, this relationship with Mother Earth that we call gravity, that gives us a place to stand, a place to rest in stillness in this bright space. And this earth element is here and now, in this moment, in this space. Whether it's in this room of the hall or again at home, it's here and now. Just like this mind moment is here and now. I invite you feeling the immediacy now, the manifest of the moment in space. In order to ground. I learned to contemplate space as part of the immaterial jhanas, the immaterial absorptions. And my experience at that time was of the vastness of space. And that was the way I was taught and really worked for me. And then somewhere or another, I heard a tape recording, like somebody's, you know, homemade tape recording of Thich Nhat Hanh teaching about space. And when I listened to it, it was good, but I didn't think anything about it. And then I was sitting in my meditation, separate from this, minding my own business. And I got to thinking about the space in the room I was in, just as I took you through. And I discovered that it was empty. And I was just so startled. I had never contemplated, I never stood in the view where I had realization of the empty nature of space. My mind just flipped over. It was refreshing. It was it created a reordering of my perception. So I offer that as the worthiness of your maybe continuing to explore space on your own. We will use this contemplation of space and going on in our explorations in various ways over these next number of days. But this knowing space is in and of itself insightful. Having this understanding of its empty nature, it changes. For instance, even here in this sit, in that spaciousness, my body felt empty. I was sitting in an empty body, and it was really a satisfying experience. Although I perfectly well knew there were all of the things occupying the body, the sense of it was the space of the body, not what was occupying it. Do you see that distinction? So if it interests you, if you want to just be available for exploring it, then you, in some of your sits, you can do that here on this retreat, because we're so creating the atmosphere of that. With so much permission to do this, where in a lot of other retreats, there's so much seeing objects and how we create suffering in our relationship with objects, that this kind of contemplation, there's less room for it, less space for it. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.